Let's go to Psalms 18. I just want to show you what in the Word's going on, okay? We worry too much about other things. But I just want to show you the Word tonight. So let's turn up the house lights so everyone can see. Do you have your Bibles? Okay, if not, look in your phone. Brother Anthony, could you bring my cup here, please? I appreciate that so much. Yeah, that one. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. All right. First, I just want to quote this to you because you're very familiar with it. It's John 14:6. John 14:6. When I came in tonight, Kathy said, well, Gabby's on her own. And I said, and? I'd forgotten. And she said, well, Gabby's in the back. She's doing it all by herself tonight. So, Gabby, give me a little nod when you've got John 14:6 up. And this is something sometimes we just get so familiar with the word of the Lord. We get so familiar with certain things that it doesn't, it's kind of like water off a duck's back, or we get too familiar. And when you get too familiar with things, then it doesn't work anymore. But I want to show you this. John 14:6, Jesus himself said to them, I am the one. I'm the way. And I'm the truth. And I'm the life. If you don't have a life, the only place you can really get a life is through him. People in the world today are thinking they're getting a life by this and that and the other things and other things entering in and great wealth and all kinds of things. But as I told you a few weeks ago, what we earn, the money we earn, gives us riches, our homes, our cars, the food money and the bills we pay. That comes by our riches. But wealth comes. That's what we did tonight with Annette. That's a wealthy place for her to come to the house of the Lord and have the saints gather around her and pray and come family with her. It's just as though Rochelle was in the house, just as though she was here with us. That's a wealthy place. And so we get that by him being our life. He's the life. And he said, and I'm the truth. And all the darkness going on, there's a place to find the truth, and it's here. He said, well, I get it on Fox because I don't know. The truth is him. Okay, so, but here's what I want to dig into tonight for just a minute. I'll let the word speak. I am the way. And that's what we have need of today. I don't know which way to go. We're praying about something. Well, what do I do? Many people are praying today about moving or changing jobs or what I should do. I'm at a crossroad here. I don't know which way to take. Well, Jesus said, I'm the way. Just ask me. And then after you ask me, follow me because I'm it. I'm it. There is no other way. You may seek that way, but if you seek me, then you'll get that way. Now, I want to go over to Psalms 18:30. So as for Jesus, what about Jesus? What in the word about him? Well, as for Jesus, he is the way. How about God? As for God, what is God? Well, look at Psalms 18. I'm sorry, Gabby, I didn't give you any previous notes. 18:30. So you're going in cold turkey. All right. Psalms 18:30. As for God, somebody say, as for God. Say, as for Jesus, he's the way. Okay, but here we go in verse 30. It says, but as for God, his way is absolutely perfect. His what? His way. Jesus said, I am the way. And then it says, but as for God, his way is so perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. It's just proven. It's just the way it is. Now, he is a shield to all those who trust in him. I'm going to tell you, just looking at these words tonight, I could have just went all over the place with you tonight. And when I see he's a shield, I see that part of the armor that we put on. He says, put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles or the tricks of the devil when he comes along. And so put on the helmet of salvation, that beautiful breastplate of righteousness. And what? The shield of faith. And our shield fits us from the crown of our head all down through our body, our legs, and all the way under our feet. So the shield fits us in the back and in the front. And yet here it says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He, God, as for God, he's a shield. He's a shield, not to everybody, but to who? All who trust in him. Not everybody gets that promise. Not everybody. But to us who trust him, that's who that's for. So then he becomes that literal shield. The kids watch this little sitcom after school. It comes on. And there's a shield that picks these little super heroes up. The shield comes around them. They step in. The door shuts and it puts them up. But the shield of faith that we wear is a part of the armor. But God says, I am the shield. I'm that literal armor that you put on. Hallelujah. So his way is so absolutely perfect. Okay, so we got Jesus saying, I am the way and I am the truth. Wait a minute. And I did look up that word perfect. Here's what, listen, no, I'll wait and read this first. Okay, as for Jesus, he is the way. As for God, his way is perfect. How about us? As for us, what? Well, there's a piece for us too, right here in the same verse, or same chapter. Psalms 18, just go down to verse 32, Gabby, verse 32. It is God who arms me with strength. So, Miss Annette, that's where you got the strength to come to church tonight with your baby laying home in the bed, not really knowing what's going on outside of Jesus. So that's where you got that strength. Now, I just know where she is tonight. I don't know where the rest of y'all are. I don't know what happened to you today or this week. See, we don't know where each other are, where we are. But, Dee, that's where you got your strength to be with Mama for a month, care providing for your senior mom. That's rough stuff. That's where you get your strength, Linda, care providing for my brother. It's where you got your strength, Portia, when Mike was down and out. It's where you got the strength, Mike, to get up. It was his breath in your lungs. And so all of these things. But how about us? Oh, he's not going to leave us out for 1 minute. Look at verse 31. For who is God? No, that's not what I want. Yeah, verse 32. It is God who arms me with strength. Oh, look at this. Look at this. And makes my way perfect. What? Are you serious? Are you serious? You mean he can make my way perfect? Knowing what we go through and where we're headed and what we do, and we're so loaded down with so much stuff. He said, I won't leave you out. You're my baby. You're my friend. You're my son. You're my daughter. Jesus is the way. Your father's way is perfect. And God says, since I said, be ye perfect as I am perfect, and since I said, be ye holy as I am holy, I wouldn't ask you to do anything I won't help you be. So I'm saying God will make our way perfect because he's perfect. So he said, I want your way just like mine and my son Jesus. So he wants your way perfect. All right, perfect means what? It means this. Perfect means, this is Webster's plain old dictionary, as good as it can possibly be. Isn't that amazing? You go through stuff and you don't think there's ever an end to it. All of a sudden it turns around. You're like, where did that come from? Well, he made your way just as perfect as it could be. He just turned it around as it could possibly be. It also means to make your way absolute and complete. Listen to this. Flawless. Without a flaw. You say, I don't know, Pastor. I don't know. No. If his word says it, then that's what in the word is going on. So let's quit looking at what in the world's going on. Well, what in the word is going on? I'm just giving you, we could have went anywhere in this word tonight. But I pray that you're writing these down so you can go back. They're simple psalms, but the psalms are some of the most powerful words in our Bibles. All right, you want to go a bit farther? Okay, I want us to pray, so we're not going to be here long. But go over to John 14:23. John 14:23. Now, here's the best news, the good news. Paul called it a mystery. And he said, and God didn't let this mystery come out until the time for it was fulfilled. And that's why we don't see revival in America yet, the end time zone, the end time revival, because it will be right on its time, according to the last verse in Isaiah 60. It'll come in its time. And Paul said, when it pleased the Lord, then he revealed this great mystery that I'm about to read to you. Now, you and I know this now, but do we really know it? It's one of those things where I'm forever saying, Lord, help me just get the revelation of this in my heart. Help me to understand this. It's just so big. 14:23. Oh, my goodness. We are so blessed, church. 23, look. Jesus answered and said unto him, if anyone, say that's me, and it's that person you work with, anyone can get this if they will. But here's all we got to do. If anyone loves me, just love him. He will keep my word, and my Father will love him. Isn't that amazing? He said, if you love me, my Father will love you. But if you don't accept me and you don't love me, my Father won't love you. And he won't bring you into the family. But if anyone loves me and keeps my word, my Father will love him. And we, you need to circle that word we. We, that's plural. Me, who is we? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We will come to him and we will make our, O-U-R, our home with him. Plural, our. God just didn't say that by himself for Jesus. He said, we will do this. We'll come and live with him, and we will make our home. Now, when you walk into your home tonight, you're going to walk in there, and you're going to relax. We'll change our church clothes, and our day clothes, and we'll put our night clothes, and we'll relax and enjoy our home. And that's what God wants to do. He said, I will do that. You love my boy? And we'll just come into your house and we'll just make it our home. Hallelujah. We'll come to him and make our home. He said, it'll be our home in your house. Isn't that neat? I love it when people will come to my house and make themselves at home in there. Linda comes to my house. Well, she can just walk over the refrigerator and get a Diet Coke, or she can go make a cup of coffee, do whatever she wants. In fact, I call her and I'll say, Linda, where did you put that spatula? Linda, where did you? She knows more about it than me. And you say, him living in me, have you seen me? Have you seen me last week? You should have seen me, Pastor. God didn't say, did I see you? He said, if you love Jesus. Sometimes, church, we're just way too hard on ourselves. Keep it simple. Love Jesus. The Father loves us. And we'll come in and live with you. And then after that, we'll just move on in. We'll bring all of our furniture and all of our stuff and our word, and we'll just make ourselves at home. Where? In you. Ah. and you'll know where everything's at. You won't have to call Linda. All right, look at John 14, 15. And I got one more to show you after this. John 14, 15, kind of talking about the same subject. That'll be John 14, 15 through 18. Oh, yeah. If you love me, keep my commandments. Now, Jesus is getting ready to go away. He's already been resurrected, showed himself to the 500, proved that he's alive. This is his last stand. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray. That means I'll ask the Father what we're getting ready to do here. We're going to talk to God, so we'll ask him some things. And Jesus said, keep my commandments, and I will pray, or I'll ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. Old King James says he'll give you a comforter or helper, that he may abide where? With you forever. And who will that be? It'll be the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. So first he's talking about me and the Father is going to come make our home with you. And now he's saying, if you love me, I'm going to talk to the Father, because he hadn't done that yet. Holy Ghost didn't come until Jesus went away. So he said, when Jesus was talking, I told you he was talking about the Trinity, but he was talking about him and the Father. That here he says, now I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit, because I'm going away, so I'm going to ask the Father, and he's going to send you another helper just like me, or a comforter. And then he will come, and he will abide with you forever. Who is he? He is the Spirit of Truth. Remember, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So it doesn't matter how much mess this world tells us. They're giving us all lies. Jesus said, don't you forget, I'm the truth. But whom the world cannot receive. They can't. Because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him. You say, I don't know him very well. It doesn't matter. You know him. You already worshiped him tonight. If you read his word, if you keep God's commandments, you know the Holy Spirit. Don't be talking about, I don't know him. No, you know him. Because God's word says you know him. But you know him. Why? Oh, look at this church. For he dwells with you and will be in you, and I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. So he's not leaving us alone. Man, I teach those grandbabies all the time. You guys, when you go to school, Jesus is with you. The Holy Ghost is with you. He will never leave you, ever, ever leave you alone. And now you know he'll make your way perfect and show you where to go and what to do. Hallelujah. He'll dwell with you. He'll be in you, not on the outside of you, but on the inside. And I won't leave you orphans. I'll come to you. What in this world is going on? And we're getting ready to pray, but why are we going to pray for a few minutes here? Psalms 32, 6, 8. Psalms 32, if you can get over there. You want to look above, that's fine. But I hope you're writing these verses down. Psalms 32. Psalms 32, verses 6 through 8. For this cause, now here he's talking about us this whole time. Look. Everyone who is godly. Say, that's me. Everyone who's godly. You're in the house tonight. You came because you loved him. You came because he lives inside you and the Holy Spirit drew you. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you. He'll pray to God. Why do we pray to him? David said, here's why you pray to him. You pray to him in a time that he may be found. Because there's going to come a time, church, where Jesus, he won't be found. Because of the tribulation that's going on. He won't be found. But he said, right now, what we did tonight, we're praying to him while he can be found. Surely, in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. They can't. They won't. They won't even know what to do. They will come to him. Surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. But David goes on to say, and here's what you and I say, you are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Selah. And when God does something in your life, he blesses you. It can be the smallest of things. You find a little parking place, or he gives you a little bonus at work. What happens? You begin to give him praise. When you see a difference in your child or a healing, you have songs of praise. You have songs of deliverance when you start saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Those are songs of deliverance. And then he went on to say, I will instruct you. I want you to remember these words. I will instruct you, and I will teach you. Look at this. I will teach you in what? He'll always show us, folks. We don't have to wander around like little orphans. He said, I'll teach you in the way you should go, and I will guide you with my own eye. I believe one reason he could do that is because he lives and dwells in us, but he can do it whatever he wants to do. That's a little bit of what's going on in the Word for us. I just want you to know he's a way maker, a miracle worker, promise keeper. He's a light in the darkness. My God, that's who you are. Well, bless the Lord. Father, thank you for this Word. I just thank you for your Word. It's your Word. These are your words. Thank you for giving them to us. Thank you for making a way where there seems to be no way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see, but he will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. Remember now, it's not for everybody, but it's for us. Amen. Well, let's come and pray. We got a few minutes. You all can leave when you want, but let's come. I think it was very important that everything we did tonight was important. I don't care how long we prayed. I don't care how long we sung or worshiped. I don't care how long we brought the word. We're going to pray.